This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Obviously comes from physical immunity, where we know that there can be a virus, whatever that virus is, whether that's COVID-19 or the flu, and that virus may not necessarily affect two people exactly the same way. And the reason for that has to do with something called the immune system. It's the body's ability to fight off that intruder, in a sense, that challenge. And people who have a strong immune system are able to handle a virus that would otherwise destroy another person who had a compromised immune system. Similarly, when we talk about spiritual immunity, what does that mean? It means having the spiritual reserve, essentially, to be able to tap into when you yourself are combating some sort of challenge. And the stronger your immunity, the stronger your reservoir, the stronger your reserve, the stronger your ability will be to withstand those challenges. And now, what's really amazing about the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed immunity is that after you have combated a challenge or this flu in this case, after you've combated, after you've fought and then you won, what happens next? You become actually stronger because of that challenge, which is amazing, because there's something that Allah has designed called the resistance now, right? Because now your body has built an immunity to that specific virus. Similarly, when we build this strength psychologically and spiritually, challenges end up, instead of destroying us, they actually end up making us stronger. And that's amazing. That's the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, one of the reasons why Allah sends challenges to the believers is in order to strengthen them, in order to purify them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, in order for them to return. And so one of the things that Allah wants from us is He wants us to return back to Him. He wants us to become stronger through our challenges. Allah does not send challenges, and this is very important to understand. Allah does not send afflictions to the believers except to strengthen them. Allah does not send afflictions to believers to destroy them. This is an important distinction that we have to understand. A lot of people ask the question of, is this a punishment? How do I know? Am I being punished or am I being tested? This is a classic question, right? Now the answer is, how will I know the difference? Well, really the answer comes to how I respond. And we know that Allah's intent, the purpose that Allah has when He sends an affliction to a nation, to believers, his purpose is actually to purify the believers, to strengthen the believers, to allow the believers to wake up and come back. Come back to what? Come back to their purpose, come back to their relationship with God, as a wake-up call. Allah does not send afflictions to believers initially in order to punish them, but rather in order to allow them to come back and allow them to rectify themselves. And so when we look at the circumstance we're in right now, here we are, it's Ramadan, the masjids are closed, we can't go to community iftars, we can barely see our families, we're in this lockdown, there's uncertainty, there's fear. What does all of this mean? You know, a lot of us are very confused. Is this Allah's anger? Is this Allah punishing us for something? And so what we have to do is put this into perspective. First, let's look at what Allah says in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that sometimes He allows us to taste a lesser affliction before the greater affliction. Okay, so here Allah has explained that there are two types of afflictions. There is Adhab al-Azghar and Adhab al-Akbar. Adhab al-Adna rather, and then Adhab al-Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that there is a lesser affliction and there is a greater affliction. Now, what is the difference between them? The lesser affliction is intended to wake people up. It's not intended to destroy. It's not intended to punish. It's actually intended to bring us back, to wake us up, to make us realize that, whoa, you know, like, imagine that your house is on fire, right? How are you going to know that your house is on fire initially? Before you see, you know, the fire in front of your eyes, you're going to know that your house is on fire because you have a smoke alarm that goes off and it beeps, right? Now that smoke alarm is intended as a warning. It's a wake-up call. It's telling you, sort yourself out before your house burns down, right? That's the purpose of an alarm, is that it's telling you, and it recognizes there's smoke, and then it goes off and it tells you, take out this fire before it burns your house down, okay? This is the same concept. Allah sends us afflictions that are lesser in nature in order to wake us up, like a smoke detector, like a smoke alarm, and to allow us to address the fire before it burns our house down. Right. So this is how we have to view what is happening around us, is that these are actually mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in disguise. If you look at the smoke detector, that's actually a mercy for you. I know smoke detectors are really annoying when they go off, right? It's like a really obnoxious sound. But that obnoxious sound is actually a mercy for you. Why? Because it's telling you that there's something you need to fix in your house. Right? And if you don't fix it, your house is going to burn down. Similarly, there's a lot of stuff we need to fix inside ourselves. There's a lot of stuff we need to fix in the way we treat people. There's a lot of stuff we need to fix in terms of how we interact with our families, in terms of how we interact with God, in terms of the stuff that's in our hearts. There's a lot that we need to fix. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to have this wake-up call so that we can fix it before it's too late. And this is the difference between the lesser affliction, al-'adhab al-adna, and the greater affliction, al-'adhab al-akbar. Al-'adhab al-akbar is an affliction that comes to wipe out a nation, right? This is the ending, right? This is like what happened to Pharaoh at the end of his life. Even though Allah sent actually lesser afflictions to Pharaoh in order to give him a chance as well to wake up and to fix himself. But he didn't. He refused every single one. And so what happened is at the very end, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the Red Sea to drown him, that was the greater affliction. That was Adhab al-Akbar, because he couldn't come back from it. And so the lesser affliction, the smoke detector in my analogy, it gives us an opportunity to come back, to repent, to fix ourselves. It's like an opportunity right now. It's a pause. And then on top of it, Allah gives us Ramadan, right? And it's a pause so that we can look at our lives and we can look at ourselves and we can ask, what needs to change? What do I need to fix? Have I abandoned the Quran? Have I not kept the ties of kinship? Have I not been good to my parents? Have I not been keeping up my responsibilities? How have I been treating people? And wait a minute, do I have diseases internally that are now becoming manifested? For example, selfishness, right? A lot of people are becoming exposed, not just to the world, not to others necessarily, but to themselves, that like this knee-jerk reaction that when there's a scarcity, nafsi, myself, that people want to hoard for themselves, that's an indication of a disease internally of selfishness, right? Are we thinking of others, or are we just simply wanting to covet for ourselves? So these are all things that the circumstance allows us to see so that we can rectify. Now, when you look at Ramadan and the fact that Ramadan is now in this unprecedented circumstance, right? Now, Ramadan is at a time when we can't really, we can't go to the community iftars, we can't go to the masjid, we can't go to Taraweeh. Now, a lot of people, understandably, are very upset about that. And we're extremely afraid that, oh my God, how is this going to be Ramadan without Taraweeh and without the masjid and without our community? And I want to just examine that for a moment. if you go back and you look at what the Prophet ﷺ said about Ramadan and the reward of Ramadan, you find something very interesting. There are three hadiths in which the Prophet ﷺ talks about the reward of Ramadan and how we can get our sins forgiven. The first one, the Prophet ﷺ says, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban." So the requirement here is whoever fasts in Ramadan with iman and with hope in the reward from Allah. So those are the two requirements. Then that person will have all their sins forgiven. The next one is whoever stands and prays qiyam in Ramadan with iman and hoping for the reward from Allah will have all their sins forgiven. And then finally, there is whoever stands on Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, imanan wa ihtisaban. Again, with iman and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have all their sins forgiven. Now let's look at these three golden opportunities that are given to us in Ramadan. Have we, in this global pandemic, been deprived of any one of those three? Have we been deprived from fasting? Have we been deprived from praying at night? Have we been deprived from Laylatul Qadr? And the answer is no. We have not been deprived from any single one of these three opportunities to have all our sins forgiven.